Chapter 7. And Yahweh spoke. Start again. And Yahweh said to Musa, "See, I have made you a mighty one to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your Navi. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall speak to Pharaoh that he must send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. But Pharaoh will not heed you, that I may lay my hand on Mitzrayim and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Mitzrayim by great judgments. And the Mitzrayim shall know that I am Yahweh when I stretch out my hand on Mitzrayim and bring out the children of Israel from among them." And Musa and Aaron did as Yahweh commanded them, so did they. And Musa was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. And Yahweh spoke to Musa and Aaron, saying, "When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, 'Show a miracle for yourselves,' then you shall say to Aaron, 'Take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh,' and it shall become a serpent." So Musa and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so, just as Yahweh commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers and the magicians of Mitzrayim. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. For every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And he made Pharaoh's heart hardened, and he did not heed them as Yahweh had said. And Yahweh said to Musa, "Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out to the Maim, and you shall stand by the river's bank to meet him. And the rod which was turned to a serpent you shall take in your hand. And you shall say to him, 'Yahweh Elohim of the Abrahu has sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And indeed, till now, you would not hear. Thus says Yahweh, by this you shall know that I am Yahweh. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the midstream will loathe to drink the Maim of the river." Then Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, "Say to Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the Maim of Mitzrayim, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, and over all their pools of Maim, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, both in vessels of wood and vessels of stone." And Musa and Aaron did so, just as Yahweh commanded. And he lifted up the rod and struck the Maim that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the Maim that was in the river was turned to blood. And the fish that were in the river died, and the river stank, and the midstream could not drink the Maim of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Mitzrayim. And the magicians of Mitzrayim did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as Yahweh had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his bath, neither was his heart moved by this. And all the midstream dug all around the river for Maim to drink, because they could not drink the Maim of the river. And 7 days passed after Yahweh had struck the river. Please take note. We notice over here that Yahweh declares that he will cast his judgments upon Egypt. Yahweh only uses one word to describe the plagues he is about to send upon Egypt. He does not describe every judgment in details. Likewise, as it is for the faithful and the people who are right ruling, who are righteous, Yahweh will also give them great benefits in this world for those who obey the Torah, and in the world to come. And Yahweh does not describe the benefits he will give, but it just says that we will be satisfied. It means that there will be many, many great benefits ahead. Many great signs and wonders will be shown ahead in the world to come. for those that are faithful. We also notice that here Yahweh also describes himself as Yahweh against the Egyptians, in which there's a description saying that Yahweh is actually showing mercy to the Egyptians as well. He doesn't want to kill all the Egyptians, so he's showing mercy to them as well. Notice also that there were many streams that came out of the river Nile, and these were all small streams that were supplying the fields of the Mitzrayim. And when Yahweh had asked Moses to turn the river into blood, then every stream would also be turned into blood. Therefore, none of these waters would be any use to the Egyptians. And note,